Bad things happen when we lose sight of what's important. That was illustrated by a fight that broke out between adults at a Little League baseball game in Colorado. Two teams of seven-year-olds were on the field. In the fourth inning, the umpire, who was 13 years old, made a call that angered a set of parents, who started yelling at him. Before long, those parents were confronted by others who yelled back. The shouting match quickly escalated into an all-out brawl between nearly a dozen adults. And when it was over, there were multiple injuries, and several adults faced child abuse charges for endangering the children. This incident is only the latest example of parents who made poor choices because they lost sight of what's important. Maybe you heard about the father at his daughter's hockey game who shined a laser light into the eyes of the opposing team's goalie, or the dad who ran onto the field during a football game and tackled a child. Now, to the best of my knowledge, I can't remember ever acting out like that at one of my boys' events. Nevertheless, I've challenged myself to examine whether I lose sight of what's most important in other ways. For example, I travel a lot. So I ask myself, am I as engaged as possible with my boys when I'm home? What about you? Teach your children how to live well by modeling it for them and keeping your focus on what's truly important. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.